guys has one of the cereals with all the preservatives in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's place a phone call here and see if we get lucky calling directory assistance in Los Angeles.
This is a good lesson for the children of America.
Mm-hmm.
Hassle the operator when you have time on your hands.
Don't try this at home, kids.
It's about to ring. Pee Wee Herman did this once. That's where I got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Based my whole act on that man. Hello, is this directory assistance in Los Angeles?
This is working great.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, is this directory assistance?
Yes, it is.
Are you in Los Angeles?
Yes, I am.
Can I tell you, you're live on the air with us in Minneapolis and St. Paul on WLOL Radio.
Right.
Yeah, the reason we're calling was we wanted to talk to an expert, and we figured you guys at the phone company are always where it's at. We're going to ask you. Now, up here, we normally have really cold weather, and we heard that you had a lot of snow up there. Is that true?
Yes, we did.
How much did you get?
How much did you get there?
A foot in some places.
A foot in Los Angeles?
Was that up in the hills?
That's in the hills?
Up in the city of Redlands.
I think I'll have to talk to her. I think I'm the only one she can hear.
Redlands and La Cunada.
Now, how about right in the city limits itself?
Oh, we didn't get to know within the city limits itself.
Kind of chilly, though, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us. Listen, I hope you guys heal up, and if you want to really get warm, just pass around to your friends. Come to Minneapolis for the winter, all right?
Minneapolis for the winter, okay.
Thanks.
And remember to always reverse those charges, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, miss. Goodbye. Right. That's just for Los Angeles. One shot of that. Paul Douglas and Paul Majors here from News 11 this morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Joining
morning.
Us? Morning. It's about 7:45 right now. And, you know, these guys aren't always crass and tasteless, except when they talk. And listen to this.
Now.
News 11 Oops. Recollections. Remember when...
Memories. Yeah, I remember. Do you remember the first time, Paul, you put on makeup?
No. I do. It was at home. Oh, for work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
It was a little awkward, wasn't it? I mean, you get that little sponge and you put that goo on.
Well, I still remember that we just finished a pleasant dinner and candles were burning. Oh, at work again.
At work,
oh,
yeah.
At work.
Yeah. For on the air.
That's icky.
So you don't scare small children.
That's icky. That's true, yeah.
You know,
that's the first time I put on makeup.
The putty knife and the caulking trowel. The caulking gun. Are you using the caulking gun?
Yeah.
For those hard to reach spots?
Those get cracks in my forehead. Yeah.
Get the red devil.
Thank God for makeup,
yeah.
Huh?
That was a pretty crummy memory, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry you brought that up.
Again in a while. Thanks.
Good morning, Mr.
Back today with Paul and Paul on 99.5 WLOL. Do you guys think Benjamin Orr said stay the night enough times now? Is that enough right there? What do you think? You want to vote?
Yeah, just one more.
Could we do it again?
Okay, wait.
That's good.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
Just cut him out.
Yeah. Whew. Mr. Redundant, huh? It's 7:51, 7:51 on Hit Radio WLOL. We're about to phone somebody here and harass them. We tried Diana Pierce one time, and that was kind of funny, wasn't it?
But she enjoyed it, so
okay.
We have to try somebody who won't.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Di.
No, she's not here. That was just
tape.
I think we just imagined that, probably, right? Neither is Dr. Ruth.
Hello, Larry.
Okay, we'll call somebody next and harass them locally. Is harass too strong a term, or is that exactly hit it square?
That may be too strong.
Badger.
I think Badger.
Hester.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody you all know very well, but not nearly as well as the News 11 news team. Right after this.
There's
Anchor Wars about to begin right here. Anchorman Paul Majors of News 11. Phoning...
Don Shelby.
Of Channel... What's he on? Channel 6?
8? 4? 3? 4.
You initiate the conversation, Paul.
You got it.
Hello?
Is Don Shelby home?
Not... Well, he's sleeping right now.
Could you... It's very important that you wake him up.
Should I wake him up?
Yes, please wake him up.
Okay.
Thank you. That was Don's wife.
9.5 WLOL channel with Don's wife, age
daughter.
5.
Yeah, that was his daughter.
He's in me sleeping. This is exciting.
What? He will be happy.
Why?
Can I help you?
Yes, is Don there?
He's asleep. Could I have him call you back?
Well, see, the thing is, we're on the radio right now, and we'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
This is Paul Majors, by the way.
Oh,
That'll right. give you. See how that gets you through just like that?
Just a minute.
Thanks.
Oh, this is great. Do you have luck at restaurants too, Paul?
No.
No.
If I use my name, they throw me out.
Only with other news anchors.
Yeah. Sometimes when I go out with Doug here, Paul Douglas. Doug for short.
How lazy can you
I
be?
I get right in, I know.
Hey, polysyllabic words.
What are you going to ask him?
I don't know.
When he's going to show up in the backyard.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Don. But those Definitely of you still traveling down the road, your radio is working. We're just waiting for Don Shelby to get up here.
Is that you?
No, that must be Don. Don?
Hello, Don.
Don.
Hello, Don. Are you there?
Here we go.
Hello?
Don?
Yes.
Paul Majors, how are you?
Hello, Paul.
With me is Dr. Dave.
From WLOL Radio.
And Paul Douglas.
Good morning, Don.
Hi, guys.
You're on the air, Don.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, before we go any farther there.
We're in trouble.
So what are you doing at this time of day? We woke you up here, huh?
I don't know. Maybe you have. What time is it?
It's about 5 to 8.
It's already 8, Don.
Your whole family's up, but you. Get a job. Come on. Let's support those people, Don.
Well, I was listening to Mark Rosen, wasn't I?
Oh. Hello?
Who?
Who?
The connection went bad there for a second.
This is WLOL Radio, 99 and a half.
WLOL.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
There you
Get
go.
Me up in the morning.
So, what time do you normally get up? You don't mind us calling, do you?
Oh, not at all.
All right. What time do you normally get up?
If it's fishing season.
You're up early. I know that. You love the bass.
Yep.
I'll tell you what we need, Don. We need
to put on the radio.
We've harassed most everyone today, and now we have to harass somebody from what, 5? Do you have any numbers, any phone numbers from anybody we could call over there?
I don't know. Do you have Stan Turner's home phone number?
Stan doesn't have a phone anymore. Connected. He's out of here.
Yeah, you got to make those payments. Yeah, you don't do that, they'll yank the phone.
Ran them babies out of town, didn't you?
Yeah.
But then Stanley Hubbard's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be. Hey, your daughter, by the way, what is your daughter's name?
Which one did you talk to? I've got 3.
The one who was very polite, unless they're all very polite.
I hope they all are.
She was very polite when she answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Unnamed daughters. I have Ashley, Lacey, and Delta.
How old are they?
9, 7, and 7.
Good kids.
Hmm.
Good kids.
Would Pat Miles be sleeping at this hour?
Oh, listen, she'd be real angry.
Good choice.
Well, then
words.
Let's do this. You call her and wake her up and tell her that we were going to do it.
Yes, Mother Miles.
All right.
She's at the point in the pregnancy where
yeah, that's true. Where she shouldn't be
tired,
awakened. Mm-hmm. One final question here, Don.
I'm listening.
Do you tape our news every night and go home and watch it? We've heard that a couple.
Well, am I to presume you don't tape ours?
Well, we do.
Anchor Wars on WLOL.
That's sort of nasty. Hey, Don.
Yes.
One of these nights, it would be real special for me if you could show up in the backyard, just to say hi. Call a brief truce.
I would love to do that.
Do you think they'd mind over at 4 if you did that?
Yes.
I think they would, too.
Can you say no paycheck?
It was just an idea. It was a bad idea, but it was an idea.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll let you go, Don. Do me a favor, a personal favor. Would you say hello to Bud Crayling, Paul Douglas's personal hero, and mine as well?
Yeah, he is. I like Bud.
I do, too.
Right now?
Well, you don't need to call him now, no.
He'll get angry, too.
He'll be into work in a minute because he does the new news.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
Are Heinz and Berglund still around?
Yeah, no, they're just on vacation this week. They'll be back next Monday, and who knows? They may harass you, too.
I knew that. I listen every day.
Okay.
See you at the fishing opener.
Tell your daughter nice job.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Don.
9 and a half WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Dr. Dave for the vacationing, H&B, and Roger, too. With me is Paul Majors in the next room, and Tom Ryther, and Paul Douglas.
Morning.
Everybody's gathered around the old campfire
here. Good morning, Dave.
Here at the Radio Ranch, Henry Kissinger is with us.
That's right.
Henry.
Anybody else around here?
No, I found the back door was unlocked, so I just came walking in. And I want to say this, that whenever I'm in the Twin Cities, the beautiful Twin Cities of St. Paul and...
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud and St. Paul.
Yeah.
That I listen to WLOL to be informed. And, of course, Occasionally, as I'm riding along in my limousine, which of course is paid for by the taxpayers still today, I like to boogie.
Still to this day?
To this day, I like to boogie.
You're pretty important, even when you boogie, huh?
Well, yes, for years, you know, I sort of viewed the country as mine. And, of course, I was acting in your behalf, but I must say that, again, WLOL is whenever I'm in the Twin Cities of Fridley and...
Coon Rapids.
Fridley and Coon Rapids and Red Wing.
Yeah.
And I listen to WLOL.
That's very nice. Wonder,
how about the secret bombing of Iowa? Is that that happened this morning? Are you taking credit for that?
Well...
Hi, Paul.
I suppose.
You are. Hi, Tom.
You're a geeky-looking guy. You know that,
It's because I sleep on my head.
I always wanted to know about this. Now, you, Henry was born in Germany.
That's right.
And moved to this country as when you're what? Are you like 2 or 3 year old?
I got a ticket when I was a year and a half.
What the heck's the story with the accent, guy? It's a dumb accent. It's a very nice accent if you're a German person.
Well, I must tell you, Dr. Dave, that I'm as American as Mom, the girl next door, and apple strudel. I mean pie. Apple pie. Yeah.
Learn the language, would you? You're in America now. Learn the language.
Maybe we can find Paul Majors. Is Paul around here? Yeah. Paul, you there?
Yeah, over here.
Okay, well, Paul, why don't you come in here, throw Henry out in his ear, and do some news for us.
Yeah. He needs that weasel, like he needs airtime, huh?
Not a dink.
Get him some contact lenses.
He does have a goofy-looking hairstyle.
Learn the language, huh? Yeah.
The government, speaking of Henry, says inflation in January took the biggest monthly jump in nearly 5 years as sharply higher gasoline prices caused the consumer price index to rise by 7/10. Douglas, would you stop laughing? Can you shut off his mic, Dave?
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me turn off his mic. Let me find Henry Kissinger, see if he's here. I think this is his mic here.
Yes, Dave. What is it? Do you have another question?
The hairline is weird, Henry.
I'll tell you what,
you
David,
comb it like, why do you comb it back? You should comb it down into maybe some bangs so you can get a more youthful look.
I may bomb your home.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Yeah.
Let's bring Paul.
I take you out for a drink now, okay, Hillary? Okay? Henry?
Yeah, he's gone. Don't let him back on, Dave.
Okay, come on. We go for a drink.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Anyway, the government again says inflation in January, speaking of Henry, took the biggest monthly jump in nearly 5 years.
None of us will ever work again.
Paul, why bother at this point?
Well, you know what caused this this huge jump in inflation in January? Higher gasoline prices.
Higher gasoline prices.
Yes, it went up 0.7%. That's the biggest jump in 5 years for a month.
Wait a minute. I bet it was higher gasoline prices that
did that.
And then, since we've knocked off that story, I want to keep you abreast of that. Remember the earthquake we talked about at 6:30? Or whenever that was. Well, Swedish seismological authorities say this morning's earthquake that shook Alaska's Aleutian Islands was the strongest one this year. Now, listen to this. Paul Douglas will love this. They say it measured 7.5 on the Richter scale. That is huge. However, U.S. geological officials recorded the tremor at 6.7. Then he said, Dave.
I don't have one of those.
Thank you, Tom. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. And finally, in San Francisco, here's one for you. Unemployed hero Jesse Massey says he's been flooded with job offers from people who heard his story. He's 24 years old. He's a former member of President Reagan's Honor Guard. Well, since he got out of the service, he's been working as a security guard in a bank. Well, what happened was out in San Francisco, the bank got robbed, so he chased down the suspect, wrestled him to the ground, recovered the money, they arrested this guy, and the bank fired him for not following company procedures in these situations.
Jeez.
In other words, he wasn't supposed to chase the guy down. No shots were fired, no one was injured, they arrest the bank robber, they recover the money, the bank fired him.
That's perfect for that story.
That is, I know. But anyway, since he got fired, he has been inundated with job offers. So good. We need a yay on that one. Good for him.
Damn, if I could find the yay.
Poor Dave's going to go mad here.
And by golly, we're all going to withdraw our money from that bank.
Yeah, he sure is a nice guy, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's bail out of here. I'll find another button. We'll be right back.
We need a kazoo now, Dave.
You know, Paul, someday when I grow up, either Paul can answer this, you know, I'm going to remember one of the great moments of this morning when Bob Allison made that great slide. I'm sure Tom Ryder probably is the only guy. Remember the. Perhaps the rest of you might have some recollections for it.
Now,
News 11 Recollections. Remember when.
Better keep Ryder out of this. He'll have some dumb sports memories. Take us back to the 20s. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
You can do a sports memory if you want here, but maybe we. Wait, let's do a weather memory with Paul.
Do you remember the first cupcake festival we had in the backyard? Wasn't it great?
Over to Tom Ryder with the sports.
You got gooey stuff all over your cheeks.
I hate it when that happens.
Diana came out and made little designs.
It
was great. We were throwing food, and we had the pup tent out there. And
mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Di.
Hi, Di.
She doesn't have much to say.
She's always out there in the back deck.
Yeah. Well, then now and then she hangs around.
Hey, I have something here, Dave, if I can do this real quick. This is for Tom Ryder.
All right.
Paul Douglas will get a kick out of this as well, I assume. Tom, did you know that on February 27th, and I assume it's 1952, although the wire copy here says 1982, we know that can't be correct. Bob Cousy of the Boston Celtics set an NBA record that would last for 19 years. Can you name the record?
Field goals in a game.
How about assists?
Tom Ryder.
Assists.
Tom Ryder wins the new Chevrolet Chevette. That's right. Cousy had 28 assists.
Ooh. Hi, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Di. How you doing?
And you know who that was against?
Okay, the St. Louis Hawks.
No, it was the Boston Celtics versus the Minneapolis Lakers. The final score of that game was 173-139.
Oh, my.
Yeah, high-scoring affair there.
I hate to admit it, but I've seen him play many a time. He and Bill Sharman in the backcourt with the Boston Celtics, and he's the greatest ball handler of all time. Really unbelievable. In fact, we have... You've been in the sports office watching our old videotapes, and I keep saying, watch this here. Paul, by the way, I have a little UPI wire ticker here. You missed this one story. Yitzhak Rabin is denying that his name is Yitzhak. You didn't get that. I mean, everybody is denying everything in news these days, so I thought Yitzhak might as well say, my name is not Yitzhak, it's Fred.
All right, this is a true story.
He's a very fine man, Yitzhak is.
I was working in New York at one point. I remember there was a story about this guy. You remember Shlomo Glickstein?
Yes.
Now, I mentioned, I admit my mistakes. I did a joke about Shlomo and about 15 Shlomos. No, really. They called.
Dave.
What are you saying? Shlomo is fine. It was really embarrassing.
What is your home address?
Shlomo is a good name. It's like David.
I mean, Shlomo.
Honey, let's name him Shlomo.
Now, wait. Shlomos will call. If there is a Shlomo out there, give us a call. No, everybody will call, won't they?
Yeah,
Franks and John will call.
Shlomo.
Okay, we should probably do the 11 weather outlook from Paul Douglas now.
Schlemiel with a lisp. Okay, weather, that's what I'm doing here.
You're pretty bored with the rest of us, aren't you, Paul?
No, I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
This is like a root canal. It's increasing and thickening clouds today. A shower possible this afternoon, a high of 44. Cloudy tonight, a few showers of rain or wet snow, 33 for a low. Tomorrow, it still looks like most of the energy, most of the moisture is going to go off just to our south and east. Right, Paul?
Oh, come on, don't do that.
Cloudy and cooler, a little bit of wet snow or flurry activity. A coating is possible.
Hi, Di.
A coating is possible mainly over southeastern Minnesota. Tomorrow's high at 36.
They make that sonar sound.
By the way, Tom, you can go back to bed if you want. You're out of here.
Sunday, partly sunny and brisk with a high of 39.
Which snore is that? It sounds a lot like the Paul snore. Your Ryder's gone.
Paul Douglas, this man knows a lot about weather, Dave. I go in the office all the time, the weather office. He drops big words like clouds and rain. This man knows what he's talking about. It's impressive.
A curse on your lips and gums, Garbooner.
That's right. You keep calling, you say, Bougie, my dog looks like a rat, and it hurts my feelings.
Well, you know, after it goes to the stylist, you know, he looks like a rat.
Bougie is a worthless dog. I mean, let's face facts here, Garboon.
He and I are co-chairmen of Be Kind to Animals Week. We're going to be in the parade together, walk 3 miles.
Bougie's parade?
This sort of a doggy before picture.
It is, really. We're going to have a contest. Which one is the dog as we walk along Lake Calhoun or whatever? Want to hear something about sports, Dave? We've got now a few things in sports here.
Didn't we already do that?
I don't know.
I think we might have done sports.
I don't know. Yeah, we did. Hey, the big story, the Twins open camp. The Strikers host Tacoma, St. Cloud host Wisconsin River Falls. Gopher basketball, Michigan State, North Stars, and host L.A. No, we didn't do sports. I just did it right there, though. There it is.
Seems like we did.
No.
Oh, shut up. That stupid thing. The one that we mentioned, the Strikers and Tacoma Stars will play at the Met Center tonight. And right after that, WLOL and Budweiser are getting together. I hope it's tonight. Must be tonight. With
like
the limited warranty.
And they'll
be
one final thing. And later today, I'll be down at Nicollet Mall with my Speedo trunks on, jogging.
Ooh.
Whenever I come to the Twin Cities of Burnsville and...
Egan.
Yeah, Burnsville and Egan. I like to work out in my Speedo trunks. So I'll be doing that, and I think it'll be lovely. And
is it Winona or Winona?
Where?
Winona or Winona?
I've never whined once in my mind. Maybe once or twice when they wouldn't let me be president.
The 11 weather outlook now from Paul Douglas from News 11.
I just did it.
You did that too? You didn't do that.
Yes, I did.
Did you give the current temperature of 30-something?
It must have been memorable.
Let's do the sports, though.
It's 31 and cloudy.
All right.
How about some more news?
All right. WLOL. WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 99.5, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. That's a Friday fun alert. But, hell with it, it's close enough, it's 5. That's good.
Everybody, listen carefully. The Martians are coming this way.
Weekend. Let's party.
God, am I excited.
Let's crack open.
Love thy neighbor.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
Let's party.
And now this word from Michael Jackson.
Money.
But not in front of thy picture window.
Play some
party music.
It's 5 o'clock. And all your cars parked.
Take this job and shove it.
If you're like me, and I know I am.
We get some rest on WLOL.
99.5 WLOL and Dr. Dave in for the vacationing H&B. It's about 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. We've earned this weekend, huh? Oh, wow. Friday, what is it, you get 27 today? I've lost my addition skills. I've gone right down the tube after doing a morning show for a week. But I will tell you that upcoming, in less than a week, we got Mardi Gras. If you're planning to maybe move down south and check out the action in New Orleans, I happen to know that after today, for many, many people in school, it is spring break. But that's for students. And, of course, Mardi Gras is for everybody in New Orleans. So I guess for us, it's just the... Yeah, boy. We are crazy, wild-eyed fun lovers, aren't we?
Do you know the way to Burnsville? 35W South and Cliff Road. We will be your number one Dodge car and truck dealer.
With the weekend on the way, we thought you could use a little cash.
Money, 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 money.
So this weekend, we're going to give it to you.
Power Hour.
You give us the song titles, we'll give you the cash on a Power Hour weekend from Hit Radio. WLOL.